Our next guest on the program played the unforgettable character of Meredith, secretary to Don Draper and to Roger Sterling. The last three seasons of Mad Men, which for my money is the best series, the best drama of all time. Stephanie Drake joining us here on Downtown this afternoon. And Stephanie, I have to think it had to be a little intimidating stepping into the cast of not only such an established show, but one that was already a bit of a cultural phenomenon.
Yeah, definitely. They were already an established little family, and here I come out of nowhere. But I will say that the season I started, there had been a long hiatus in between season 4 and season 5. So when I came in, everyone was just happy to be back. Because after season 4, no one really knew what was going to happen and if the show was going to return. So I remember coming in for my very first table read of my first episode, and everyone was just in really good spirits.
So you come in as Don Draper's secretary, Meredith, and yeah, I don't know how John Hamm felt about this, but you stole every single scene you were in.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm sure he didn't mind.
How much fun was it?
He was a very gracious scene partner.
How much fun was it to play Meredith? Because you gave her such a personality and was so very dynamic a character.
Oh, gosh, it was so much fun. I would get the script pages, usually just about the night before we would start shooting, so there wasn't a whole lot of time. But I'd get the pages, I'd read through them real quick to kind of see what was going on, make sure I wasn't getting fired. Because that happened a lot to the secretaries.
Yes.
And I'd go through them, and oh gosh, they always gave me so much fun stuff to do. It was a blast.
Well, and it's got to be really fulfilling as an actor as well, after a couple of years, a few years away now, to look back and realize that you were a big part of one of the most successful, but also one of the best television series in history.
I still can't believe it happened. I mean, at that point in my career, I had only done a few commercials, and I wasn't going out for many TV shows or movies or anything like that. And my agent called with the audition, and I'd actually never seen the show. My parents watched it, and they always told me to watch it. So I was like, well, I don't know, maybe I'll get to it someday. So the night before my audition, I watched an episode, and I was like, gosh, this show's really good. And then, of course, once I got the part, I went back and watched the whole thing. And yes, it is a really good show.
You mentioned commercials, and you've had a very successful career doing commercials. Maybe my favorites of the series you did with Rob Riggle. Those were wonderful spots.
Oh, yeah, those were so much fun. That started as I was going to do two of those. And then a few months later, they called me to do two more. That's ideal for an actor. You don't have to audition again. And they just call and say, hey, come on back. And he was so much fun to work with.
You've also done stand-up as well. What's the scariest part of being a stand-up comedian?
Well, I don't know if I'd consider myself a stand-up comedian, but I've dabbled in it. It's everything about it is scary. You know, you spend all this time writing material that's so personal, and you just hope you get a chuckle out of people. I was lucky. I mean, I took a class that really, you know, kind of teaches you how to do it. I think I thrive in a classroom setting rather than just going to an open mic somewhere in Hollywood where, you know, maybe there's five people in the audience. I did well in a classroom setting where at the end, when you do your set, you invite all your friends. So, of course, they're going to laugh and they're going to make you feel really, really good.
You've done a lot of voiceover work, too, including a number of audiobooks. Well, what's that like when you're doing that? You're carrying the whole story, especially if you're the narrator of an entire story.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. You go in, you have a director there sitting in the booth next to yours to, you know, help you figure things out if things get confusing. I mean, some of the ones I've done, the series Foxcraft, I did three books in the series, and there were so many different characters, and, you know, a year would go by before I would go back and do the next book. And so the director would always be there to kind of, you know, remind me what I did, play things back for me from the previous book. And yeah, it's a lot of work. You sit there and you read for about 6 hours straight. The hardest part is staring at a computer screen for that long. I'm not used to that. And oh my goodness, by the end, my eyes would go cross-eyed. I would see words that weren't there, and the director would be like, wait, what did you just say? I was like, oh, does it not say that? Yeah, it's hard, but oh, it's so much fun too. I mean, getting to do all the different voices and inflections, and especially for these great young adult books, it's really fun.
We're talking with Stephanie Drake here on Downtown. You've also worked with a couple of friends of our show. Tell me about the experience of doing Cups and Robbers with our friend Ileana Douglas.
Oh my goodness, she's wonderful. We saw that a few years ago. That actually came to me through a girl I went to high school with in Baltimore. She lives out here in LA, and she works on all kinds of different TV shows behind the scenes. And she has a friend. This was his very first directing gig. He wrote it and directed it. His name's Jim Simone. And she read the script and thought of me for it. And he reached out, and I said, absolutely, I'll do it. It was such a fun experience. Ileana is so freaking funny. I mean, she can just be sitting there looking at something, and I would start laughing. She's that funny. And I think it turned out so good, and it's been showing at all kinds of different film festivals around the country, which is super exciting.
And you also did a film with another friend of our show we have on quite a bit, because she's a Maine native, Katie Asselton.
Oh, that's right. She is from Maine. I love Katie. She's wonderful. We got to do a movie together last summer called Deep Murder. And I can't say enough good things about her.
Well, you know, she's from Maine. Yeah, well, all those people are great in Maine.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, because I've been to Maine.
Oh, you have?
And I have. So the summer before I started high school, my mom, my uncle, my grandpa, and I went on this trip to Maine, and we flew in, let me see if I get this right, we flew into Rockland.
Yes, yeah.
And then we took a ferry over to, I want to say it was called North Haven.
Yes, indeed, absolutely, beautiful spot.
Okay, I couldn't remember if it was New Haven or North Haven, and I don't remember a lot about the trip, but I do remember, no matter where you were going, if you were walking or driving in a car or in a boat, everyone would wave to each other.
Yeah, they do that here where we are too. Sometimes just with one finger, but usually it's the whole hand.
Yeah, it was the whole hand. And I got really into it. I was waving to everybody. It was so nice. But that's what I remember from that trip.
So what are you working on? What have you got coming up for projects, Stephanie?
So I'm actually in post-production right now on a short film that I wrote and produced and starred in, which was the first time I've ever done anything like that. It was very hard, but very fun, and hopefully will be rewarding. So that's called After Meredith. It's loosely based on my life right after I finished working on Mad Men, and kind of that weird transition from being on a show to having absolutely nothing to do.
Well, that sounds great.
So I think it will be quite relatable for a lot of people. And so, yeah, I'm supposed to get our first edit of it actually tomorrow.
Well, that's wonderful.
We'll keep working on that. And then I have one other movie coming out later this year called All the Creatures Were Stirring. It's another horror comedy. And it's premiering at the Chattanooga Film Festival in April.
Well, fantastic. Well, we wish you luck with both of those products. You can follow along with Stephanie's career. Go to her website, stephaniedrake.com. It's been a delight for us to talk with you this afternoon. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'll see you on Twitter.
We look forward to that. Thanks very much. Bye-bye now.
Okay, bye.
Stephanie Drake, Meredith from Mad Men, very talented actress, and great to have her on the program with us here on Downtown.